So let's turn now to Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Zoe, resident political junkie.
So we just heard from the governor the issues he'll be talking about, jobs, the economy. What are we going to hear from his likely opponent from the Schauer campaign?
Well, the Mark Schauer campaign is already on message, and they've got a few things going down. You know, one thing that's, you know, kind of interesting is that the governor's campaign got scooped on their own reelection announcement about 18 hours before they were going to announce the schedule. The Democrats got a hold of it and made sure that reporters knew. And so that got advanced by a bit of a day. So it was a little bit of, you know, almost this, you know, getting in their head game going on.
How does that happen, that something like that gets released to the other side, to the opponent?
You know, it's going to be one of the mysteries of this campaign that we will try to turn up at some point, which is exactly how they got a hold of it. But as you can imagine, that they're not willing to share that quite yet. Mm-hmm. But it was sort of an interesting little kickoff. Although, I mean, we should point out that the fact that the governor announced he's running for re-election was no surprise, that he's made it clear. We even had an ad buy. The first real ad buy of the campaign was a few months ago. Another ad that opened with that image of the governor in scuba gear emerging from the lake.
Well, Rick, let's talk about that for a minute. For those that didn't see the governor's Super Bowl ad last night, it did, as you mentioned. It begins.
We should say a lot of people did not see the governor's Super Bowl ad because the game was such a blowout.
People were
changing
the
channel. By halftime,
people
watched Bruno Mars and switched the station.
Fair enough. But the ad did start out. I mean, there is some talk about the fact that it was slightly interesting to start out with the governor scuba diving.
And this is comes from an ad shop that's sort of known for its quirky political ads, like, you know, the famous killer sheep ad and the Christine O'Donnell I am not a witch ad. And this is one of it opens and you see a man in scuba gear underwater, and the camera pans to the surface and you see the governor come out and he takes off his face mask and his oxygen mouthpiece, and, you know, you see who it is, and it sort of, you know, symbolizes Michigan, you know, reemerging after the lost decade before it goes on. You never hear a word from Governor Snyder in this ad. That it's all the voiceover, talking about the good things that have happened on Rick Snyder's watch, and then, you know, he reinforces that in his message that much has been done. Still much to do, 4 more years.
Right. So the campaign spent some $700,000 on the ad, not the kind of money that the Schauer campaign has on hand. In fact, the first TV ad from the Schauer campaign wasn't even paid for by the Schauer campaign.
Right. Well, technically, it wasn't even a campaign ad. It was one of those so-called issue ads, mm-hmm. because it doesn't expressly call for anyone to vote. But it is an introduction to Mark Schauer. It is him. It's all him talking about his upbringing, his background, his parents, and then it closes with a plea from him that we need to stop Rick Snyder. So no explicit electioneering, vote for, vote against, vote for me, vote against me, just a general stop message. And, you know, like we said, that it actually isn't even officially, legally a campaign ad, although nobody, you know, who watches it would mistake it for anything else.
No, but what is the takeaway from the visuals of these two ads? I mean, you have Snyder, at least post scuba gear, he's wearing a suit. And then in the Schauer ad, he comes out, he's wearing these sort of looks like hiking boots, he's wearing jeans.
Getting out of the car, stopping at the gas station, kind of small town, just a regular guy, you know, someone like you and me. He's just running for governor.
So the governor will spend today and tomorrow on campaign stops. Then on Wednesday, he's going to deliver his budget proposal. We're hearing leaks already that we're going to see an increase in education spending.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I think that these numbers will probably be the most hard fought data in this campaign, which is what has been the fiscal impact of nerdonomics, yes, that's what I called it, on schools. Did he cut education? Did he not cut education? That, you know, it was, it appears that, you know, what the governor did with pensions and whatnot may be a net increase to schools, but it's not putting more teachers in the classroom, for example. So there's going to be a whole lot of back and forth about that. And we'll be spending plenty of time slicing and dicing that before the end of the campaign. Democrats will hit on the on the pension tax, which is extending the income tax to pensions, which is another issue that seems to be polling in the Democrats' favor in this campaign. And certainly, you know, as we pointed out, that you'll probably hear a lot of discussion about the minimum wage and economic disparities.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Thanks, Rick.
Always a pleasure.
Meanwhile, Mark Schauer held a media conference call today, and just as Rick mentioned, Schauer took the governor to task over cuts to education.
Rick Snyder calls himself a tough nerd. Who has Rick Snyder been tough on? Certainly not the wealthy and the well-connected. He hasn't been tough on corporations, certainly not the corporations that benefited from his $1.8 billion tax cut. So who has Governor Rick Snyder been tough on? He's been tough on Michigan's kids. He took $1 billion out of education and handed it over to big corporations as part of a tax break that they didn't need and hasn't created a single job here in Michigan.